Hi, everyone, and welcome to the first of 10 editions of Countdown to Camp that we're going to bring you leading up to the start of training camp here in the Broncos indoor practice facility, joined by Rod Mackey from 9 News and, of course, Phil Milani with Broncos TV. Rod here to get us started on what is kind of going to be a lighter topic as we move forward, but want to look at the fact that camp will be different this year compared to last year, not just the fact because the coaching staff is a little bit different, but because fans will be back, and that's great not only for the fans, but the players involved. Rod, you've been covering this team since 2001. Last year just felt different, and this year it's just going to feel better.
It was strange. I mean, it was quiet. It felt just like regular practice all the time. It didn't have that training camp feel. And obviously, you remember the first time they came here after all those years at Greeley, and that felt sort of strange, but at least the fans were still here. Having no one around last year, I didn't like it. I don't think the players like it. They like that extra energy that it is when someone makes a catch, when someone drops a ball, when someone hits, which you're not supposed to do, too much. Fans would get fired up, and it would translate over to the players, and I don't think we saw that last year.
Yeah, there definitely is an experience when you come to camp. It feels like everyone is kind of in it together for anyone who has come to camp before. And if you have and you're coming back, it is going to feel different, not just because of the staff, but as we said, it's going to look a lot different because of all this work the Broncos did last year.
Yeah, we're sitting right in the brand-new indoor practice facility, and the fans, they'll get to sit out on that new berm out there. A lot more fans can fit in there. There's a VIP plaza where you can look over all the practice fields. That'll be upgraded. The merchandise, a brand-new team store in here. So, yeah, a completely different experience for fans this year.
And they are going to see, Rod, a much different feel and look when they are on the field, these players, than we saw all off season. There's a lot of work the team did put in, but there's still a lot to do before they get ready for Seattle.
This is a different Bronco team. I mean, every year, every team changes. Players change. Sometimes coaches change. It's really been kind of an overhaul for the Broncos. I mean, this is, we've seen it a little bit in some of these offseason workouts, but things are going to change a lot, and the fans haven't had a chance to see it. They know Gary Kubiak as a backup quarterback and as an offensive coordinator, but now they get to see him as the Broncos' new head coach and all the new things they have with this really sort of new team.
And there will be a lot of open practices where they can come and they can sit and get up close, Phil, like they've been used to in years past.
Yeah, it's definitely a unique access to the players and the coaches. They sign autographs afterward. This is the closest you can get to the team. And last year, you had to go all the way down to Sports Authority Field. We remember that one practice where it was just dumping rain. This year, hopefully the weather will be great, and you can just come out to Dove Valley and really enjoy practice.
Yeah, it certainly will be a great time, and there will be plenty of room for many of you to join us. That berm outside is huge. There is room for lots of fans. There won't be much shade, so make sure you wear a hat and put on that sunblock. I know Rod's going to have sunblock on during camp, and make sure you come prepared, but either way, it certainly is going to be a lot of fun. Rod, thank you so much. That's just the first of 10, as we said. Next, we'll take a look at the return game and who might line up to return punts and kickoffs for the Broncos. For Rod and Phil, I'm Chris.